Good morning. You're listening to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And I better promote that if we're not at the Bank of Colorado, stop by 2301 Main. In theory, at time of recording this show, we should be moving today. So we'll see what happens. So I might need some adjustment, you know, afterwards, maybe I'll kink myself. I'm here with Dr. Timothy Dugas.
That's correct.
Make sure I get this right. And you are the new owner at Atlas Pacific Chiropractor.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah. Well, welcome to Durango.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So I want to ask you, the first thing that I think of, and I think chiropractic and everything, but you specifically focus on the Atlas area, which is what?
Well, specifically, we focus on the top two bones in your neck.
Really?
And it's really important because those top two bones can misalign 274 different ways, all unique to the person.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So how do you identify that?
We take very specific x-rays of the individual.
Okay.
And we find how have those top two bones misaligned in a three-dimensional manner, and then we make a correction that's specific to the person.
So I'm assuming because of cell phones and everything else, we're all hunched over. Mm-hmm. We got this big old melon on our head, on our shoulders, on our neck, leaning forward. You probably see a lot of misalignments.
We see a lot. Really, you know, what we've seen a lot is reverse cervical curves.
Okay.
So what most people
sit up straight.
Right. So most people should have a nice curve in their neck. And what we're noticing a lot on x-rays, especially on younger people now,
right,
is we call them Tech's neck, where people's necks are almost like a military neck where they're straight, or they're starting to bend forward and go the other direction.
Is there anything that we... Besides, I guess we should probably be reading our cell phones with them up above our shoulders.
You know, I actually recommend, it may look weird,
uh-huh,
but have your cell phone right at your eyes level when you're texting, scrolling, whatever
right.
It is that you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what is? Walk me through the procedure then if I come into your office at Atlas Pacific.
Mm-hmm. So when you walk in the front door, you are greeted and loved.
Oh, and yeah. Loved.
Yeah.
Very Explain important. That a little further. I get a hug?
You know, if you read the bio on my website, you'll know that I hug almost everybody in our office because I believe in the healing power of the human touch.
Right. Okay, so you're very nicely greeted.
Right, so we want people to start healing the moment they walk in the door.
Okay.
And, you know, we take a very detailed history.
Uh-huh.
We do in-depth neurologic and orthopedic exams.
Okay, what's involved in that process?
It just really depends what the person has going on.
Okay.
You know, in our practice, we see a lot more than just neck pain and back pain.
Okay.
So in our practice, we see people with multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, epilepsy, really complex type cases. So our exams vary depending on what the person has going on.
And let me ask this with during that exam. So let's say I get low back pain. I blew a disc between L4, L5 when I was like 22 years old, whatever it's been now, 30 years ago. I would assume, too, that at the top, it kind of builds on the building blocks and I want to say radiates down. So sure. It could be related to something up in my neck. Could be lower too.
So I'll kind of fry your brain a little bit here. What we do in our practice is actually not based on any symptom in particular.
Okay.
Right. So you may be experiencing low back pain,
mm-hmm.
and it very well could come from a herniated disc at a certain level.
Okay.
Where, of course, there would be a local issue there. And the structure is very important. But what we do in our office is part of that neurologic exam we do is we assess people's brainstem function. So for us, neurologic function is extremely important.
And how do you assess that?
We do that with a non-invasive infrared laser.
Oh, right? Cool. Okay.
Which really assesses temperature on both sides of the neck.
So you're evaluating if there's inflammation, things of that nature.
Well, the most important piece of information we get from that isn't necessarily the temperature.
Okay.
But it's the pattern that it comes up. And when we take scans of people over and over and over again, a certain pattern shows up for that person.
Okay.
That pattern becomes their fingerprint to us that lets us know when to adjust and if we've made a change neurologically.
So you follow the progress then and can, based on the neurological examination, identify and say, oh, we have made a difference, so to speak.
Precisely. And in our practice, our goal is actually not to adjust people.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can put yourself out of business. It's kind of like the electric company saying, we're going to show you how to save on energy and not, you know, in LED and use less. So yeah. Explain that a little more.
Well, not exactly, because, you know, in our practice, whenever we're scanning people for their neurologic function, doesn't mean you stop coming, whether you get adjusted or not. People right. want to have their nerve system assessed.
Okay.
And they want to know that their nerve system is functioning as best that it can be.
So you come in, greeted warmly, go through the process of the neurological, and let's say you do need adjusted, doing just, you know, neck specific and the way up high.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I'm pushing on my, I wish I had a, you know, a camera, like people can see me right now, but I'm kind of pushing on the vertebrae in the back of my, in the top of my neck.
Yeah. So we will adjust the top two bones, and early on, you know, people do, we do see them frequently early mm-hmm. on in their care. And it's simply because as we make a correction within 24 to 48 hours, the soft tissue is used to where it was before. So typically it moves the bones right back to where it was.
Okay.
So with our care, we see people often early on, but then as they start holding their adjustment longer, people come less and less and less.
Okay. Now, what made you decide to get into this specific area, being a chiropractor?
Well, I've always wanted to be a chiropractor, and I'm one of those people that had an amazing healing experience with chiropractic, and I had an outstanding chiropractor in Denver mm-hmm. that led me through a miraculous healing process that actually encouraged me to go to school to become a chiropractor so that I could help other people.
Can you explain your history? I mean, that yeah. fascinates me. What occurred?
When I was in my 30s, I had debilitating back pain where I was having shooting pains going into my legs where I couldn't rise from a seated position or get up from a lying down position.
Wow.
Just having like electric shocks into my legs. And I felt like I was way too young for that.
Yeah.
And the process that I had going through that, the healing that I did with this chiropractor was truly amazing. And at the time, I was a commercial real estate broker. And I came into the office one day and the chiropractor said to me, "You're not feeling real estate, are you?" And I was like, "No, I hate it. I don't want to do it anymore."
Huh.
I was like, "Well, what do you want to do with your life?" And I said, "I have no idea."
Okay.
So he said, "What would you do if money didn't matter?"
Oh, the big question.
I said, "If money didn't matter, I'd go back to school to become a chiropractor so I could help people."
Yeah.
So I can genuinely tell people that what I do is not about money. It's about helping people.
And seeing somebody come through with the progress. I mean, you mentioned earlier, you know, from a variety of limiting diseases that, you know, and you work with people mm-hmm. that, and I'm sure you see results from that.
Sure.
Now, do you go through chiropractic school? I'm assuming, you know, kind of like medical, you know, you're going through your getting your doctorate degree. And then how do you then get into the Atlas specific part?
Right. So early on in school, there was the concept of upper cervical specific chiropractic where uh-huh. you could just adjust these top two bones and have life-changing experiences for people. So I had to figure that out pretty early. And I was blessed that in school in California, one of the great teachers of the technique that we practice was outside of San Francisco. So all throughout school, I spent countless hours in his practice observing and learning from him. And all along the way, studying almost every upper cervical technique that there is.
Okay.
And I always came back to the one that we practice here at Atlas Pacific.
So if someone's nervous, you know, they're like, you know, I know people that say, I don't know about going to a chiropractor.
Sure.
What can you say to put their mind at ease, so to speak, that, you know, so they know that it's not, and you know, people, I don't want to get cracked on. You always hear that term.
Sure.
So what are some of the things that you do that's, gentle, so to speak, I guess, for lack of words?
Sure. Well, in our office, we have three separate doctors of chiropractic. Each one of us specializing, we do things a little bit differently, but we all have the same foundation of adjusting the top two mm-hmm. bones very specifically.
Okay.
So we have very gentle ways of doing that, where sometimes people are afraid of the cracking, popping sound they may hear with their bones being adjusted.
Yeah.
And we have ways of making corrections without having those sounds even happening, right? And a lot of times I think people are afraid, maybe just of what they've heard from somebody else, maybe not even from a true experience that they've had. And I think a lot of the fear comes from the neck. because it's a very sensitive area and it's close to the brain, and people are afraid of having their neck touched. There's a lot of trust involved in that.
Right.
And, you know, what we've seen is the way that we adjust very specifically, there's no real rotation of the neck. We put people in a very specific position and make very precise, specific corrections.
Interesting.
Right.
So it's not that, you know, I'm not quite.
What actually happens, part of our x-ray analysis is coming up with that misalignment for the person.
Right.
And it's the doctor. We're the ones that move around the table in different directions, so to speak.
Right.
And to make that correction that's very specific without those big twisting rotations. Yeah.
Well, no wonder when I get a massage, my massage therapist will kind of cradle my head and just kind of pull me, you know, and just kind of stretch it. I love that.
Traction.
Like, traction. Thank you. Yes. And it's, oh, that feels so good. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming then kind of the same thing when you're practicing, you're doing things very similar. I need to come in, obviously.
Yeah. You know, and it's something that a lot of people don't know is they think that we just focus on the top two bones. And although that is our bread and butter, you know, a lot of times, like you said, people do have low back pain.
Right.
Or maybe they have pain in their mid-spine, their mid-area, their spine, or their knee, or their foot, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and after what we do is after a couple of weeks of being very specific with the top of the spine, we will address other areas of the spine, but we always go right back up top.
Okay, and when you're addressing those other areas, you're doing the same scans and using the same technology to identify where there might be interference then?
Typically, we only scan the top part of the neck.
Okay.
We have the ability to scan the entire spine.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we do traditional full spine chiropractic in our office, and a lot of people don't know that.
Well, I didn't.
There you go.
It's Atlas specific. So I should ask you, where are you located?
We are located at 1800 East 3rd Avenue, which is the old medical complex right next to the library.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. And website, Facebook page, if somebody wants to book an appointment, what's the best way to do that?
The best way would be to, you can visit our website at atlaspecific.com.
Okay.
You can look us up on Facebook, which is Atlas Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
We are Atlas Pacific on Instagram.
Okay.
And you can certainly Google us. We have a Google business page. We have our website. All of our pertinent information is there. And you can also directly book with us from those methods.
Now, so let's say somebody, you know, says, oh, I'm not really experiencing any issues. Can they come in and kind of get a consultation and just find out, you know, if there are some issues going on that they may be unaware of?
Of course, we always do complimentary consultations. But my answer to that would be this is what I do. We do a talk every 2 weeks for our new people.
Oh.
And as I mentioned earlier, what we do is actually not based on symptoms.
Okay.
And there's a great chiropractor that in his new patient talk, he'll say that judging your health by your symptoms is kind of like jumping off the Empire State Building.
Right.
And as you fly past each row of windows, you say, I'm still okay, I'm still okay, I'm still okay, until you hit the floor.
Sure.
And you're not so okay anymore.
Well, and, you know, a friend of mine one time said, you know, if we don't take care of our health and ourselves, kind of like the inverted pyramid, all of a sudden that whole entire pyramid topples one way or the other.
Right.
Because I was not taking care of myself at that time, and I was just so busy doing all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And slowing down and taking care of ourselves is very, very important.
Yeah. And a lot of times the symptom or the pain is the last thing that shows up.
Right.
And the first thing that goes away.
Right. So if somebody's interested coming in and seeing you, Dr. Tim, it would be go to atlasspecific.com or on Facebook, you know, and all the other, social medias.
Correct.
Check it out. Can you book online?
You can.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And real quick, we have about a minute. What brought you to Durango?
The opportunity.
Yeah?
The opportunity because we are the only upper cervical specific chiropractic office in the entire Four Corners.
Okay.
And the way that we practice, there were only a handful of us in the entire state of Colorado. So the opportunity to practice the way that we do and to do it in a beautiful place like Durango was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But almost bigger than that was Dr. Danielle and I. We really wanted to be part of a community.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to take care of a community, and we wanted to give back to a community. So being part of that community in a community like Durango was huge.
Well, and you just described why so many of us are here. You know, it's kind of that grows on you and that giving back and that opportunity to make people enjoy the, you know, what we have. And I got to come in and see you because I'm always like, okay, I got to get out in the woods more often. And I don't because, oh, I got this issue, that issue. So atlasspecific.com, I'll check it out. And we're actually out of time. Will you come back on the radio?
Absolutely.
So I'm going to come in and get adjusted, actually, and then I can get you back on.
Sounds good.
All right. So, Dr. Tim, thank you so much for coming in. Again, atlasspecific.com. Check it out. Located right there by the library. Anything else? We're good?
I think we're good, Jack.
All right. Well, I better send it back to the studios then. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.